This is WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida.
Number 134 here on Shortwave on WRMI. I am your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. A bunch of fantastic music that I pulled out at a record fair and a few from a basement. Lots of great music for you this week. Intro tune is by Baby Cortez, a song called Rinky Dink, which kind of describes the show, but it's a good kind of rinky dink. Thanks again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the program. nice B-side burner from Spider Turner. That song there was called You're Good Enough for Me. And that was, like I said, a B-side to a cover-ish thing, interpolation of Stand By Me. Came out on the MGM record label in 1966. Before that was the Elastic Band. And that's Elastic with a K. On the Cap record label, also with a K, that song there was called I Would Still Love You from 1968. And I started off the set there with a band we've heard of or heard from before, Blues Magoos. And that song we heard there was called We Ain't Got Nothing Yet. And that was actually the A side. The song that I played for you before was a B-side, Gotta Get Away. I played for you many, many months ago from their LP, but it's included here on this 7-inch single as the B-side to We Ain't Got Nothing Yet, which we just heard. And there's a little sticker on this. I guess it came from a radio station in December 1966. It was it peaked at number 5, and it was on the charts for 14 weeks, apparently, at this unnamed or unlabeled radio station, I suppose. Cool stuff from Blues Magoos. Yeah, hopefully I'll find more of their singles in the future. All right, it's been raining here all day, as it has for much of the east side of North America. And here's a song about it. It's the Dramatics with In the Rain.
Let me go.
great groove from Booker T and the MGs. That was Red Beans and Rice, found here on the Stax record label, a blue one. And before that was Billy Preston with a song called Lowdown. And this is kind of a weird one. A few editions of this single, which were for Young Jesse. The B-side features Billy Preston doing that song Lowdown, but on a lot of copies, it's credited to Young Jesse, so how about that? Yeah, the flip is a song called Mary Lou with Young Jesse there on vocals, and yeah, for some inexplicable reason, they included this Billy Preston song, but I'm glad I found it. It was a good jam. All right, and I started off the set there with a song by Dramatics, a song called In the Rain with some great echo effects on there. Good stuff. On what label was that on? If you cared, it was on the Volt record label, not Stax, on Volt. All right, let's change gears a little bit. Here's some steel drum music. We'll be right back. Positively great song. We heard from them last week. That was the Positively 13 O'Clock Band with a song called Theme for 13 O'Clock Psychotics. That was the B-side to their single that I played last week, their cover of Psychotic Reaction on the Hanna-Barbera record label. And I don't know if I mentioned this last week. I don't think I did. This is one of the worst off-center records that I've ever owned or come across. It's probably about 3 or 4 millimeters off, like worse than some of the Jamaican records I have. And I spent quite a bit of time trying to get it lined up, and I think it came out okay. Same with a Psychotic Reaction last week. I started off the set there with a steel drum track, a cover of The Girl from Ipanema by the Gay Desperados Steel Orchestra. Triple Crown winners, it says here on the jacket. This is a double LP of steel orchestra stuff. It's okay. There's one other cover on here that's kind of interesting, and I'll play that one for you in the future. All right, let's get into some reggae. Here are the Revolutionaries.
Could cry.
There for you. We just heard Sonya Spence with her cover of the famous John Denver song, Jet Plane, it's called here, Leaving on a Jet Plane. And before that was a dub from the Revolutionaries, a song called Brutality, the version there. And it was a remix of a song called Brutal by the Etals on the Spider-Man record label from 1977. All right, it is almost time for some data and a bit more music, but before that, I have some shout-outs. Just let me get my papers. All right, here we go. All right, I'll start with email this week. Got a couple emails. Got a nice reception report from Richard out in St. Albert, Alberta, Canada, my neighbor out to the west. Reporting a good signal, and he was asking if I played any blues. I think I played blues-ish stuff before, but not blues officially. Maybe a Howling Wolf counts, right? I also got a nice email from Steve, W4OGM, with a nice reception report from Peachtree City in Georgia. And he noted, among a few other people, that there was some pretty severe signal decline from the end of RNEI into This Is a Music Show. So that's too bad. I guess it's it was a bum week last week. A bunch of people on Twitter are checking in. Let's see. IONEAS fan remembered to tune in last week and caught the show on an Eaton Elite Traveler portable radio with the whip extended and indoors. Very impressive. All the way from Florida to Iowa. How about that? Mitch, KJ7CAT, with some nice decodes from out in Arizona. And Mitch had a bit of a car accident, looks like, today. Both he and the other person are fine. So that's good to hear. Hopefully you can get your vehicle back on the road soon, Mitch. Glad you're okay. Shout out to Brian, W8LN, in North Alabama, who could catch the show a bit last week, and who also kindly puts out a reminder to tune into the show each week on Twitter. Thank you very much, Brian. Al, WD4AH, out in Florida, also reported kind of a poor signal, had a very, very snowy decode. It's actually amazing that the header on that triggered. Good job, Al. It was very different out towards Texas. Tashin Reschner with a very, very nice decode, as heard in Texas, as I mentioned. Thank you very much. Bobby, WA5107SWL, with Decodes is heard on a Kiwi SDR out in Texas as well. Matt, W0MDK, very nice results out towards Colorado. And he recognized the Polvo song, and I'm not surprised about that at all. DRMNA with some noisy decodes as heard out in the Pacific Northwest. And hello to ZR as well. Dana, K6JQ out in Napa, California. Comparing his local results with the KPH Kiwi SDR that has quite a huge antenna by the sounds of it, but Dana's results were very comparable. Zach R. in Alabama also noted that the show went down into the static about 10 minutes into the show. So yeah, Zach is probably catching ground wave a lot of the time, and he's entered into the skip zone, I guess, similar to Al in North Florida. I got a nice reception report and analysis from Jolly Roger Mania. Thank you very much, Roger. And also a nice post from Jeff Beer, as he's called over on Twitter. Jeff, I know from the HF Zone Discord chat group, and he was posting some of his decodes from last week. Good to see you on Twitter, Jeff. And speaking of HF Zone, hello to all my friends over there, including Frigid, Jeff again, Daddy Dave, Catface, McMeow Meow, Dazman, and everyone else hanging out at the HFZone.org Discord chat group. I will pop in probably around now to say hi to everyone. So I hope to see you in there. All right, if you would like to send along your reception report, I would love to receive it. My email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. If you do the aforementioned Twitter flavor of social media, my handle there is thisisamusicshow, but no W on the end. And of course, a reminder to go check out thisisamusicshow.com for show archives and also links to buy your own This Is a Music Show t-shirt, hoodie, and or mug. thisisamusicshow.com. All right, it is almost time for some data, but before that, I have a track. It is a cover of a track from the Star Wars movie. Here is the Electric Moog Orchestra. Moog riff on the Imperial Attack theme from Star Wars. This here, like I said, was performed by the Electric Moog Orchestra. And it says here it was recorded in June 1977, way back when. And it's put out by the MusiCore record label, a product of Springboard. And I found a couple Springboard records, and they kind of sound crappy. And this one seemed to be missing some of that dynamic range you usually got on records. But, yeah, very cool cover nonetheless. Yeah, there's some other cool moments on this LP. Maybe I'll get to those in a future program. All right, it is time for some MFSK64 text and an image. This week it'll be backed by a Bert Kampfert song called Moonglow. All right, here you go. Ding. Thank you. is your MFSK 64 text and image for this week's program. I would love to see your results. You can email me at thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. You can post your results over on Twitter and tag me in it. This is a music show, but no W on the end. And I will be sure to retweet that to everyone. Once again, a reminder, please go visit thisisamusicshow.com for show archives and links to buy your own t-shirt and maybe send over some support for the show so I can buy more airtime and keep the show ad-free. That is very much appreciated. All right, I have one last song for you, and it is by a group called Bloodstone on the London record label. This song is called Natural High. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. This was a music show, episode number 134. I am your host. I hope to see you again next week, and stay safe, everyone. See ya.